This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's the Aussie shortcut. We all know that warm golden roast chicken sitting under the supermarket heat lamps. I'm just thinking of my supermarket. They sell out so quickly. But lately, it's been getting a roasting online. Social media influencers claim the classic cooked chook could be harbouring hidden additives or even worse, bacteria. So is our go-to weeknight dinner still as wholesome as we think? Well, to clear the air, we're joined by Swinburne University Senior Lecturer in Nutrition, Dr. Margaret Murray. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Now, someone just texted in saying, I buy roast chicken for my dogs. I have to admit, I used to buy that when my dog was sick because it was the only thing that he would eat. What does that say about them?
About the dogs or the chickens? Well, I mean, yeah, sure, you can feed them to your dogs if you'd like to. I don't see any problem with that. They do also do a good job of feeding humans as well.
They do as well. What exactly has sparked this wave of criticism that's happening online about supermarket roast chickens?
So I think there's a couple of things that are getting people interested. And I think one is to do with some of the ingredients that are used in the chicken, some of the additives that are in there. And then I think there's also the idea that perhaps being in a plastic packaging and being under those heat lamps might be, maybe there's things from the plastic leaching into the chicken, or maybe, worry about bacteria from them sitting at those high temperatures. But for most of these problems that people might be having with rotisserie chicken, when you actually sort of drill down into it and see what's going on, most of these are actually sort of normal practices and they are all well regulated and there's not any immediate harm to people's health.
Are the marinades and the stuffings, are they really full of additives that we should be worried about? I mean, I don't eat the stuffing because I find it dripping with oil and I just don't like the taste of those commercial stuffings anyway. But is there anything bad in it that we need to be concerned about?
So it depends a little bit. The different supermarkets have different recipes that they use for their marinades and their stuffings. Some of them do contain ingredients that we would consider as additives or these sort of cosmetic ingredients that aren't really providing any nutritional value, but they're more there to make it look good or give it a nice feel in your mouth, things like thickeners or vegetable gums and various extracts. But these are approved for use in food and they are quite commonly used in foods as well. They're certainly not unique to the supermarket roast chicken. There's no direct threat that these things pose to health in terms of, causing disease or anything like that.
This message has just come in, Margaret, saying it's called a bachelor's handbag and you can't beat it when you're hungry and you don't want to cook, but get it out of the bag before you warm it up at home. And another one here saying, I don't think plastic should be in your stomach. A chicken heating up in plastic is no thanks. I've got to admit, Margaret, I'm concerned about the plastic as well. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, my research is not in the field of plastics and the way that they, whether they leach into foods or not, but certainly the bags follow all of the current recommendations around food, plastic for use with foods. And again, the supermarket roast chicken is not the only food that comes in plastic. A lot of our food does. This is a space where, we are learning more about the effects of plastic on our foods and whether there might be things getting from the plastic into our food. But as of what we know at the moment, there's no immediate risk from it sitting in the plastic. In saying that, it's certainly not a bad idea to, when you get it home, take it out of that plastic bag, either eat it straight away or pop it in the fridge to avoid that risk of the bacteria that could be growing on the chicken if you keep it at room temperature for a while sitting in that bag.
We're chatting with Dr. Margaret Murray from Swinburne University about whether our favourite cooked chook deserves its online roasting. Are you a cooked chook person, Margaret?
Look, I don't often go for a supermarket, Chook, but I will occasionally grab one, and they are certainly a convenient option. And I, too, like some of your listeners, can make it last across several meals. So it does give quite a lot of value for what you get.
I think that the reason it doesn't last with me is I get it home, I take it out of the bag, and then I'll just have a tiny little bit. I'll have the wing, and that turns into, you know, half the chicken, and then you think, now I don't want my lunch because I'm so full. In terms of the bacteria, there's, you know, people are talking about the bacteria potentially growing if it sits in the bag too long. Do we know what temperature those things are at that heat them up? Does that kill the bacteria, or is the chicken in conditions that could foster its growth?
Yeah, so in terms of food safety and avoiding bacterial growth, we generally want to keep foods below 5 degrees or above 60 degrees. When it's between that 5 to 60 degree range is when there is risk of some bacterial growth occurring. So I guess the idea with the chicken sitting under those heat lamps is to keep them hot and keep them above that 60 degree temperature. I haven't actually been into the supermarkets myself and put a thermometer in there to see what temperature it is, but that is certainly why they would be keeping them hot, would be to be sitting above that higher level where you're going to reduce the risk of bacterial growth. What's then important is then when we buy it and take it home and it's no longer under that heat, to then either eat it straight away, like it sounds like you do, or pop it in the fridge or pop it in the oven so that we're keeping it out of that risk zone.
Is there, if we just talk about the, I suppose, the major supermarket chains, we've got Coles and Woolworths there, and IGA, is there a big difference between the sort of, the you know, the chickens and what makes them taste good or look good between the supermarkets, or do they all sort of come from the same area?
So I guess in terms of some of the ingredients that they use in things like their stuffing and then their marinades, which is going to kind of give you that look of the chicken on the surface, they do use slightly different ingredients. So when I had a look at the ingredients list comparing the Coles chickens and the Woolworths chickens, I noticed that the Woolworths ones had a few more of some of those, you know, what we talked about, these additives, mm-hmm. these cosmetic ingredients compared to the Coles ones. So there's a little bit of a difference in the ingredients that they use. You know, nutritionally speaking, there's not going to be a huge difference in terms of the overall healthiness based on those things. But it's worth keeping in mind if you're tossing up between which chicken you want to take home.
Now, I suppose from a nutritional perspective, how does a roast chicken meal stack up compared to, say, fast food or takeaway?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, I always try and encourage people to make their food and cook it at home and that sort of thing. And I guess with a roast chicken, you're outsourcing part of that in terms of the cooked chicken, but it sounds like a lot of people are then bringing that home and putting it into sandwiches or putting it into a pasta bake or that sort of thing. So there is still that element of, you know, knowing what's going into your food and having some control over it. And chicken itself is a really great source of protein and vitamins and minerals. So if it's going with a roast chicken and then making something with it at home versus perhaps going for a drive-through meal, I would definitely suggest the roast chicken is going to be a better option, you know, 9 times out of 10.
Margaret, you're making me confess all my bad eating habits, but I want to know the answer to this, the skin on a roast chicken. I eat it. Should we eat it or should we throw it out?
Yeah, so I think this is another question that perhaps divides people. And the skin is higher in fat than the meat of the chicken. So, you know, for people who are wanting to reduce their overall fat intake or reduce their overall energy intake, removing the skin is one way to do that. Of course, the skin often has a lot of that flavor on it. It often has the marinade on it. So there's nothing wrong with eating the skin, as long as, you know, you're aware that it is a little bit higher in fat and will be a little bit higher in energy compared to the meat of the chicken.
Margaret, we're all at ease. We can get our roast chicken on the way home. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
You can. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. That was Dr. Margaret Murray, Senior Lecturer in Nutrition at Swinburne University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.